Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, Matt Dyson. In delay.
You're in delay and I'm in the studio. And together this is the podcast.
Lovely. No? Lovely, yes.
We're
separated by many miles today, aren't we? You're still up in Edinburgh, I'm down on the south coast.
Is that the police?
The police have come round. They finally caught wind of where I'm hiding out. Oh, no.
Do you know what? I'm going to just find out roughly how many miles apart we are. Bear with me. I'm just doing this on Google Maps.
Yeah, I would suggest.
Yeah, have a guess.
330? Is that too much?
He's going 330. It's not enough. If you're doing it by car,
really?
It's 462. Wow. You'd go A1, wow. M1, best part of 8-hour drive. By rail, let's have a look. It doesn't give you... Yeah, by car, it's a... And let's be honest, that's the best way to figure it out. Crow flies in this nonsense, isn't it? 462 miles. Yeah. That is a long old schlep.
Wow, that's a long, long distance. Mm. So it's amazing that the delay is... It's so small, really. Isn't
it is.
It's a slight delay, really. But that's modern technology for you.
It is the wonders of modern technology, and we are bringing you this podcast via that medium. Obviously, this is online. You've downloaded it on an app or some sort of player.
Yeah.
Now, you know the score. You're probably ahead of us.
You're so tech savvy. Yeah. Down with the latest tech.
Oh, I wish I understood. I don't get crypto at all. Do you?
Oh, no. Ethereum and all that and non-fungible tokens, no. I'm staying away from it.
It just looks like
I'm a Luddite.
Yeah, but willfully. I mean, I don't understand the financial value of a cartoon of an ape.
No, and it didn't have any. It turned out to not have any value, didn't it? Because I think a lot of people lost a lot of money on those.
The
apes.
Luddites were right.
Yeah.
Anyway, this isn't a forum for, frankly, middle-aged men to carp about the present day. Although we do moan about football, which obviously is ever-present. Exactly, yeah. Hang on a minute. It absolutely is.
I think you've just summed up the show. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah.
But we have a real treat for you. I'm up in Edinburgh, as you know, at the festival. Dyson is down in Hastings. And we talk about cereal. We talk about bargains. There's lots of goals, lots of drama, lots of early drama. Lots of late drama in the Premier League.
Yeah, some Fulham fans pop up midway through the show as well, don't they? Talking about their charmed lives.
Literally. They are literally here.
Literally. Can't stop. Yeah. So it's a great show. Enjoy it.
Oh, my word. I've just seen, we're recording this podcast just after the show's finished. Wrexham have just equalised. Five all.
Absolutely mad. They're certainly exciting to watch, aren't they?
They are indeed. Enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Today, a smorgasbord of 3 o'clock kickoffs, a red-hot day of Premier League and league action. Mm. And here to promote it all is the red-hot Matt Dyson.
Yes. And after the tricky trees sliced through the blades last night, Forest hacking down Sheffield United with the woodman Chris Wood striking the decisive axe blow, we turn to today's red-hot action. The Luton-Burnley game has been postponed due to the Hatters still trying to carve out some more space at their quaint little Kenilworth Road ground, trying to whittle away at it so it's fit for purpose. And like when you have any work done on your place, it always overruns and goes over budget. So yeah, the builders are still on site, probably sitting around drinking tea with their bum cleavage on display, reading the tabloids, meaning Luton have had to delay their first home game of the season. But we have got three 3 o'clock kickoffs to keep us in air horns this afternoon. Liverpool are at home to Bournemouth, a team they hammered 9-0 at Anfield last season. So they expect goals. New manager Andoni Iraola doesn't think the cherries will be macerated again, though. The new boss, who they got from Rayo Vallecano, thinks there's now a more hardened exterior to the pastry of his Spanish cherry pie. As for Klopp's Black Forest Gatto, new signings Dominic Sablowski and Alexis McAllister are set to make their home debuts. The chocolate flakes on top of an already rich and creamy dessert. The Argentina midfielder's old club, Brighton, also in action against ex-Bournemouth boss Gary O'Neill and his new side, Wolves De Zerbi, revealing in a press conference yesterday that he fell out with McAllister. McAllister last season when he wanted to rest him for a game. McAllister apparently said, "If you want to lose, make me rest." But De Zerbi smiled and hit back saying, "I am surely not second to you in terms of personality. Now get out of my office."
Whoa!
what an exchange. This is the sort of thing we want to see in football documentaries on TV, by the way. Not puff pieces about how great the board are at Newcastle United, if you're listening. Amazon Prime Video. The other game sees Fulham take on Brentford in a posh boy West London derby. The battle of the red chinos and boat shoes. Tally-ho, chaps. What say we take in a spot of rock and roll football on Absolute Radio, where real music martyrs, and it's live,
Oh, Dyson, that was amazing. Oh, I love the sort of class war element at the end.
Well, it is. I mean, I suppose I'm not sure Brentford's that posh, but you know, there are probably neglected areas of Fulham and Brentford. That's London for you, isn't it? You know.
Oh, he's now become a diplomat. He's wheeling back. Actually, look, I'm not saying that all of Brentford, sure, it's got its issues, right? My point is what exactly is? You don't.
Well, yeah, it's West
London. Posh people.
West London just labelled posh. It's just easier that way.
It's easy. It's broad brushstrokes. It's cliches. Yeah. It's deeply offensive stereotypes. And we've got plenty
of those.
That's
what I'm all about.
Coming up before five. Of course, the big game of the weekend is tomorrow, the World Cup final, the FIFA Women's World Cup between Spain and England at 11 a.m. Absolutely amazing that England are in another final, Dyson.
Oh, the goals in the semi were so good, weren't they? It was a great game. Fully deserved to go through the Lionesses.
Yeah, and Lauren Hemp, my God. Because it's not been the breeze to the final that the Euros was. When football came home again.
Oh, yeah, but they've steadily got better with every game, aren't they?
So
it's like they're on that nice run. They're just going to peak in the final. It's destiny, surely.
The third and fourth place playoff was earlier today. Sweden beating the hosts Australia 2-0. I mean, I'm sure the rest of the world will really feel sorry for Australia because they're a very diplomatic...
Yeah. They're so gracious,
modest,
aren't they, in defeat.
Quite shy people.
You don't like to see them coming fourth in a tournament in their own backyard, do you? But, you know, it happens.
That's for Bearstone, mate. That's for Bearstone, that is. Oh, man, I can't wait for tomorrow. So where are you going to watch it, Dyson?
I've got to go and pick my kids up. I'm going to listen to it on the radio. I'm going to be listening live all the way to meet Katie's parents in Staffordshire to hand over my children. I've had a whole week with no children. It's been amazing.
Hang on, you're going to hand them over, or they're going to hand them back?
They're going to hand them back.
Okay, so you're going to collect them.
Yeah, we'll like meet up in a car park, a service station on the motorway, and just hand them over, hand over the goods, and then we drive
in a brown
back.
Paper bag.
Yeah. So no, I'm going to be listening, not watching. What about you?
Oh, I'll be watching it on telly. I'll be in a slightly awkward physical position because of the sciatica that has plagued me since the start of the Edinburgh Festival.
Still plaguing your buttocks, is it? Oh no,
it's actually just the one buttock.
You
always have to lower things, don't you? But yes, I've got a numb ass, and I know that makes you laugh. That's your living hell for me. Bum pain.
Yeah.
You know what? We don't talk enough about bum pain in this country.
I think it's
something that us guys don't often open up about. Probably because it's deeply embarrassing.
Which buttock is it, by the way?
The left one. I lie there on the settee like a woman who's trying to get pregnant, sort of legs in the air.
Yes, you got one of those pregnancy pillows.
I'm like odds. Yeah, but it's no fun. Yeah. But my pain will be eased, I'm sure, by the Lionesses bringing in football home again after 2 years of hurt.
Yeah, 2 years of hurt. That's all we've had. Yeah, amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. With your week with the kids being off, then I bet you two have been feral.
Oh, it's like 10 years we've had kids. You've always got the responsibility. And God love them, you know, I love them to bits, you know. I'd go to the moon and back for them, but it's just nice to have a change, you know. So, like, I would just come home from work, have a nap, we'd maybe stroll down to the beach, have some drinks by the sea, you know. Just the life of Riley we've had with no responsibility. It's been lovely.
So basically you've just been drinking all week by the sounds of things.
Yes, actually, quite heavily. Yeah. So it's been nice. Yeah, really nice. Lovely weather. You've been working hard up in Edinburgh, have you? Slogging your guts out every
night. Some of us have been grafting a whole hour a day up here.
Yeah, wow,
I'm not
being
drinking on the beach like some teenage happy slapper, leaving your laughing gate, your hippie crack everywhere, and your empty bottles of Buckfast.
How dare you?
Fun fact for you, Dyson.
Yes.
There's a new Full Monty series on Disney Plus. I don't know if you've seen it.
I'm aware of this.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
25 years on from the original, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's one of the funniest. It's like up there with Only Fools and Horses. Classic sitcom. Nice. And it's co-written by Alice Nutter, who was in Chumbawamba.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
There you go.
Good fact.
There you go.
Oh,
that is my fact of the
day. Use it this weekend in the pub. You tell your friends.
Tell your mates. So you know that new program you haven't seen on that thing you haven't got? Someone from that band wrote it. But it is fantastic. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Robert Carlyle is incredible in it.
Yes, I hear good things about it, yeah. And it's not just like, because now they're a bit older, aren't they? They still don't take their clothes off all the time, do they? Or have they moved
God. Trust that to be your first question. Do they get naked? Oh, yeah. Because if they will, I might get Disney Plus. No, they don't. It's not about that. It's catching up with it. It's character-driven. It's plot-driven. It's a proper sitcom series. It's great. Nice. You'd love it. Lots of 3 o'clock kickoffs to come up, including, or more to the point, not including, Luton Burnley. I didn't realise that game had been postponed, or for the reasons given, until you mentioned it at the start of the show.
It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. But, I mean, we knew they were going to have to do up the ground at Luton. But
they've known that since they won the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you've got all summer to do. You've got all summer. Apparently, it's not got ready to hold the media or something. I think they need a gantry so they can put the cameras on it. Or something, but it's quite dilapidated. But you know, obviously, things never finish on time, do they? And they've completely disrupted the new season.
I love that even Premier League football clubs get mucked about by the builders. You said it'd be done by the 7th. Yeah, but the demolition job, mate. I mean, that is you pull at them timbers, mate. It's all rotten wood behind there. Now we got to go.
It's raining. Yeah. Raining all day Tuesday, so we'll have to knock that on the head. Can't do any outside work then.
Well, you can't blame the boys. They need a tea break, love. I mean, come on now. Be reasonable. Well, they can't finish it today. No, I told you, we got that gig on the other side of town. They got to fit a whirlpool bath. Matt Dyson down in Hastings. Well, he likes to feel like he's by the sea when he's doing his hippie crack. So he's having a big whirlpool bath put in his back garden, and him and his missus are going to ship the kids up north, as they like to do. And they're just going to get battered in it. Have you had the builders in lately, Dyson?
Oh, we had a little bit of work done on our dining room, just a bit of what do you call it? It's not decking, it's tongue and groove boarding on the walls. It's been, it's
tongue and groove?
Tongue and groove, pass and move. It's the tongue and groove.
It's
the Liverpool groove. Yeah, it was a nice, lovely guys, lovely builders. You know, but they did that. They actually stuck to time. To be fair to them, I mean, we shouldn't all tar them with that brush of being late, the Luton people. But yeah. I mean,
what's tongue and groove? Can you just explain to everyone else?
It's like wooden panel, MDF paneling. That's what it is. MDF paneling.
You've had your dining room oak panelled.
No, it's MDF. It's MDF.
Oh,
panel,
my word.
Yeah.
You've gone mad.
If you want to say
he's gone
panel.
Mad. 1 week without the kids and he's turned into Lord of the Manor. I want it oak panelled, you hear me?
No, since we moved in, we were waiting for about 2 years to finally get it done. It was in the right state, the dining room. Now it looks respectable. But yeah, I don't mind having builders. You sort of become friends with them when they're in the house every day and you go and chat to them.
Oh, those poor builders. You know. I bet they're like Willy.
Then I just leave. Here he comes.
All right, mate. On the radio. Great.
Humor him. Shut up. We have a lovely relationship. It's a two-way thing. Come on.
I bet you go all like man when they're around, don't you? See the game last night.
You start talking a little bit more of a working-class accent. Yeah.
Sound
a bit less posh.
I didn't want to pedal it. It was a missus. Know what I mean?
Didn't even know what tongue and groove was.
I'd have just had a big picture of the three lions up there, if you ask me, you know, yeah. She wanted it oak panelling, not me. You know
what a picture you painted me, yeah. And so then I walk through the oak panel dining room out into the garden, sit in our whirlpool bath and get on the hippie crack. Yeah, that's the life I lead.
Text us on 81215 if you have any stories about having builders in. Or maybe if you're a builder yourself. What's it like having to go into other people's homes and have them change their accent in front of you? Ask you about sports you have no interest in. Text on 81215. And also, what's the longest a building project has taken? Because obviously this is affecting Luton Town now. It's impacting the Premier League.
It is. It's very unprofessional, isn't it? Hey, maybe you know or are currently working on Kenilworth Road and you know what the issue is. You know,
oh, yes.
Give us the scoop. Give us the exclusive on what's going on.
Oh, they wanted it oak panel, didn't they, mate? Yeah.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
I'm coming to you live from the Edinburgh Festival. Dyson is coming from his oak-panelled personal pool on the south coast of England somewhere, an undisclosed location where oiks like me aren't allowed to get while he screams at builders. Oh, come on!
Come on, hurry up. This is simply not on. Come on. I mean, the cost of building these days, I mean, with inflation, it's going through the roof as well. It's just costs so much to get anything done. And maybe Luton have realised that they can't afford to pay the builders to finish the work.
Panelled roof. I'm at the Edinburgh Festival, as you know.
You're on at the Pleasance right until the end of the month, aren't you, Fordy? You should plug and sell tickets.
A couple of extra shows at the Assembly Hall as well that I'm doing straight after this show before I do my normal ones. But anyway.
Inside number 10, very nice posters all over the city.
Thank you very much. But my point is, I haven't seen any other shows. The problem is...
It's all about you, isn't it?
Well, without wanting to sound like someone who oak panels their dining room, yes. Yes, it is. By the way, I'm a big fan of oak panelling. If I had a house big enough, I would absolutely do it. But people, obviously, you bump into people that are obviously seen anything good. Literally, all I've watched, and I'm not exaggerating, I go home, and apart from watching the England games and Premier League football, the only thing I've watched is the X-Files. And I watched the first four series when I was a youth, and I loved it. I was obsessed with it. It's brilliant, and you can get them all online now. So I was like, "Oh my god, I'm going to." I mean, I'm watching like five episodes a day. I've become like
a nice bit of nostalgia.
Oh, it's great! All the episodes that I stopped watching it, I haven't seen any of the episodes that I'm watching.
Oh, wow.
It's the X-Files. I know I'm about 30 years too late, but you've got to get into the X-Files. It's aged really well.
Wow. And where can you stream all the episodes?
Well, it's on Disney Plus, and I mentioned that earlier, so I didn't want to say the name again. But that's all I'm doing.
Sign some sort of deal with them.
It's just like I'm on a monthly deal with them. I pay them, but it's not. There's no inducement the other way around. I just feel like such a loser. Good. So someone yesterday was like, "Have you seen anything good?" I was like, "The only thing I've seen is the X-Files." They said, "Where's that on there?" I was like, "No. I go home and I watch it on my laptop." And they were like,
"It's not even a remake."
I presumed
there was a reboot.
No. Yeah. But you're at the festival, pal. You're not seeing any shows. I was like, "No." Well, it's all about yours, eh? Oh, you sound just like my mate. I had a curry last night, you know.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
Chicken
Madras.
Oh, yeah. Treated yourself on a Friday. Yeah.
I had chicken Madras, Bombay potatoes, some dumplings that I didn't like, ate them all, and had a garlic naan. And I've got to tell you, Dyson, I woke up feeling different.
Did you?
Oh, boy, I've not really been eating that much late at night, so I just thought, I'll treat myself. And
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Woke up with a very salty mouth, you know, and you're like, dehydrated, and my innards are scalding hot. It's like, waddling around with stomach ache all morning.
This can't be good for your ailments, can it? Your Victorian ailments. Your gout and your sciatica. Surely you shouldn't be doing this late at night, should you?
But I guess the the curry is anti-inflammatory, isn't it? I think because of the turmeric.
Oh, chili. Yes. Yeah, you might be the turmeric in there may help.
So the turmeric... So
that was your thinking, was
that
it?
That was it. It was basically... yeah. I mean, my doctor didn't say eat curry every night, but I inferred it. I read between the lines. Yeah. It was the sort of knowing wink he gave me as I left that I took to mean, yes, you can drink on these tablets and have curry every night.
Or you could just take ibuprofen, but you've gone for the curry option.
Which is
a great idea, to be honest, yeah.
We are still supporting Tamworth in our Glory Hunters feature. So, Dyson, take us to the beautiful place of Tamworth.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Oh, I pressed the Glory Hunters goal alert instead of the... Here we go. We'll retake it. Take us to Tamworth. Ah! Oh, my word.
Again.
Shocker. Hmm. Take us to Tamworth.
Ah, there we are, yes. Back to the lamb ground we head. Let me shepherd you back in, my lost flock. Come back into the lamb ground, the home of Tamworth Football Club in Staffordshire, of course. Formed in 1933 after the previous Tamworth club, Tamworth Castle, ceased to exist. And they are in the National League North, currently in action, at home to Alfreton Town at the lamb ground. I've been looking into some of the other famous faces that come from this fair town, and there are quite a few, actually. You'd be surprised. Ashley Williams, born in Tamworth. Yeah, remember that? Former Wales centre-back captain there, pundit. Julian Cope from Teardrop Explodes.
Yeah.
Was born in Tamworth. You remember their... Was it Reward? Was there?
Yeah. Hope you accept my reward.
He's from Tamworth. Amazing, isn't it? And Gemma Palmer, the professional wrestler, used to be involved in WWE. Gemma Palmer, also known by the name Inferno.
Hang on.
Which she used, yeah?
From Tamworth ended up in what we would have called the WWF?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's Gemma like finding Palmer, out Hulk Hogan's from Long Eaton. I can't believe it. You're kidding me. The Undertaker's from Buxton. This don't make no sense.
I mean, I'm not sure. I can't say how big she got in the wrestling game. But, I mean, the interesting fact about Gemma Palmer is that she was known by the name Inferno because she was in the 2008 version of Gladiators. So there you go. And
she was also born in Tamworth. She was a gladiator and she did WWF wrestling.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it?
What an insane career. And from Tamworth.
An inspiration to all people from Tamworth, she is. Well done, Gemma.
I guess if you grow up in Tamworth, you've got to know how to fight, haven't you?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
I know people follow Wrexham after last season. They're losing 3-1 at home to Swindon in League Two. Mm. Their promotion pals, Notts County, winning 1-0 away at Doncaster Rovers.
Yes. Nice to know.
It is. I've got a soft spot for County, which drives them mad. But I think most Forest fans don't mind.
Yes, exactly. We like them. We like them. They had a wheelbarrow, the wheel fell off. One of the weirdest songs in football, isn't it? I love it.
Yes, if you're not familiar, if you've never been to Meadow Lane, one of Notts County's chants is, I had a wheelbarrow, the wheel fell off.
The wheel fell off.
The wheel fell off. County! Apparently it comes from, like, some ex-chairman or board member said, it's getting them promoted, like pushing a wheelbarrow uphill without a wheel would be easier or something.
Really? Like oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. We need another air horn.
Do we?
Anfield, we do. We need another air horn for Anfield. Normal service has been completely resumed now. Liverpool have just gone 2-1 up against Bournemouth. This literally just happened. I'm just waiting for confirmation on the Vidi printer of the scorer of said goal. It is Mohamed Salah. Of course it is. 36 minutes in. Liverpool 2, Bournemouth 1.
There you go. Talking of Liverpool, you may have seen that they have signed the Japan captain, Wataru Endo. And Jurgen Klopp has described it as one of the greatest bargains of his life. So text us on 8-12-15. What is the best bargain you've had recently? Dyson, have you bagged a bargain of late?
Well, my wife is always scouring Facebook Marketplace for bargains. They're often like secondhand bargains, but pretty good.
Yeah.
I go on some successful trips, some unsuccessful trips. So there was this one. There was this big old house down the road from us, and the woman said, "We've got antique wardrobes, right?
Yeah.
Whoever can get here and pick them up, you can have them for free because she's moving house." It was absolute, but it's worth about 150 quid. She's giving them away as long as you can fit them in your car.
Oh my word.
So I drove down, I had to take all the baby seats out, put the boot down, but I managed to get away
with an
absolutely free antique wardrobe for completely gratis from Facebook
Marketplace.
Gratis! It was amazing.
You're like the Del Boy of Hastings just driving off boots.
She was literally giving them away. She was giving him away, and we were down there first. And then, like, obviously, she said, "You can have more if you want to come back." I was like, "Well," by the time I'd actually moved it into the house, I was knackered, so we didn't.
I can imagine you heaving an antique wardrobe around on your own.
Come on, Rodders.
All right.
My bargain is a little bit more lo-fi. I went to a pub in Birmingham earlier this year. I got a pint of Ruddles, which is the bitter that I wanted, for 99p.
What?
Can you believe that?
How?
Pint that cost less than a pound.
Was it happy hour or what?
It was some deal at Wetherspoons. But still, 99p. I said, I can't believe it. Did that classic thing, you know, when you live in London and you go, I swear, you go, is that it? Are you sure? £5?
99p.
Yeah, I got around and it was like a fiver. I was like, I'm sorry. I said, that can't be right. Like a fool, you know. No. Please take more of my money. And she was like, oh, the Ruddles is 99p. I was like, but I wanted a pint. It took me about an hour to understand what had happened. I was like,
wow.
It was like I was an alien. I was like, I don't understand your Birmingham ways. What do you mean 99p?
Does that still happen? You can still get a pint for 99p at all times.
I don't think so. I think that it was like insane. Beer week. I don't know. Isn't it always beer week?
Right.
But you know what I mean? Probably some real ale promotion. But still, 99p.
Still. I mean, that is not to be sniffed at.
Yeah. I spent 20 quid.
Now, Yuri Geller has said he thinks England are going to win. So I bet. I mean, there's no point playing it, is there now? If he's spoken.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still doing this, is he? Still doing this every time there's a major tournament, he does some prediction. And what does he think is going to happen?
Do you remember the great one in 96? England win. Do you remember that?
He made the ball move, didn't he?
Well,
he made the ball move before the penalty.
That's right. So he claims that he made the ball move before Gary McAllister took the penalty at Wembley. So the ball does move, but I don't think he moved it.
Yes.
But in the run-up to the Holland game, he went on Badil and Skinner on Fantasy Football League. They put a big orange circle on the screen and he said, everyone touch their TV and say, England, win. And I did it and England won
4-1. You say it like that, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, well, England, there you go.
Win. Yeah.
England, win.
I met him years later at a recording of Central Weekend Live. Do you remember that? It was like a late night Jeremy Carl type thing.
Oh, what a show, yeah. Golden era of television in the East Midlands.
Yeah. He bent a spoon for me and he signed my autograph book, England. Win, Yuri Geller.
Oh, amazing. So, did you get to do your impression to his face?
No, because it's not really good enough, is it? I wasn't like...
Then he got that. England, win.
England, win. Someone's been in touch, by the way, and says, how can Dyson not mention the Tamworth 2 when he's taking us to Tamworth? In 1998, two Tamworth pigs escaped from the lorry at the slaughterhouse and went on the run, and it gripped the nation for a few days.
Oh,
from Chris Brecken, which is almost an anagram of crispy bacon.
Crispy. Amazing.
Is that a wind
crispy
up?
Crispy Brecken.
The Tamworth 2.
Is this a joke? It sort of rings a bell, that, actually. Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago, 98. It wasn't high on my list of things that have happened in Tamworth, but I'll look into it more. It sounds amazing. It sounds like a real-life sort of Babe Pig in the City, but it was in Tamworth, wasn't it?
It's Babe Pig in the City meets The Great Train Robbery meets one of those farming shows. Two Men and His Dog. One Man and His Dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
One Man and His Dog.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got it all.
It's a slaughterhouse-based... It's an abattoir-based sitcom. Why will no one make it? Clive has been in touch. Say, regarding your 99p pint, I can remember a 1975 episode of Porridge where Fletch did an outside work day. Mr. Barraclough gave him a pound to get snacks for the crew from the pub. He got two pints and six packets of crisps.
Oh, wow.
For a pound?
What a time. That's amazing. And you can now still get Ruddles for that much.
Ruddles.
People are saying Ruddles isn't very nice. That's why it's so cheap. I mean, is there any truth in that?
That is filth and lies. And those of us in the Ruddles community have to put up with this nonsense on the reg. And I'm telling you now, it's a delicious pint. And for me, it's up there with Tribute, Timothy Taylor Landlord, London Pride, and all those other delicious ones. So what do you say to that then? Just repeating other people's filth on the radio?
Well, I wanted clarification, that's all, because I don't think I've ever tried Ruddles, but if it's 99p, I'm on board.
Well, there you go, exactly. It's 99p. What more do you want out of a pint? Taste?
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Some incredible bargains people have had here, Dyson. And there's someone on Twitter who sent us a picture. I actually can't get over what I've seen. He says
the amount of stuff he's got is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, so how much did he pay for it?
He paid just £4, right? And he's got an array of reduced goods from his local co-op. I mean, he has got all sorts on there. Chicken slices for 54p. He's got something that's called a potato dog, classic pork potato dog. I've never tried one of them. Is that like a... It's a Frankfurter wrapped in crispy potato rosti.
Yeah, it's almost like a big sausage roll with it. So I would say it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 or 11 high-tariff items there. He's got them all for £4 all in, including some samosas, wow. All look like two burgers, four pasties, chicken, steak. Like you said, there's two ham and cheese toasties, two big... I mean, that, in a way, you'd... And I don't want to encourage people to eat badly... But if you've got all that for £4, you'd want to eat it all, wouldn't you? You'd feel like owed it to yourself.
And it's on the edge of its use-by date as well, isn't it? So it's great that Tom Corbett's managed to snaffle it, and he's got £4 for a football weekender. He's saving it all for tomorrow for the big game.
That was
lovely
up,
stuff.
Soak up everything. Just on food, by the way, we've had a text saying, I texted you last week about gravy prep. Can you let Mike Dyson know there is never extravagance when it comes to gravy prep? He says, go the Lionesses tomorrow and I'll be gravy prepping again during the game.
Good. He put chicken drumsticks just as a base for the stock for his gravy. I mean, that seems extravagant to me, but, you know, I suppose, you know, he takes gravy seriously, so fair play to him.
Last week when you were here, we had battered pizza, battered sausage, chips, curry sauce, mushy peas. Have you had any junk food today?
No junk food today. I'm still recovering from my fat trance. I'm trying to avoid it. Trying to keep away from it, mate. No, nothing extravagant. Just some honey Cheerios before we started the show. That's about it, really.
I tell you what, and I mean this as a compliment, you look a bit like the honey monster.
But I mean, they don't call them sugar puffs anymore. But they call like puffed wheat. I think they're called.
Oh yeah,
because they can't say sugar anymore. But yeah, thanks. That's a real compliment. They look like the honey monster.
What I mean is, great. You've got he's got a nice warm face, big eyes. Yeah. He's kind of fuzzy. Yeah. He loves his cereal. You know, you've got...
Yeah, it's true.
He's a
got a lot in common with the guy.
He's probably been on that heat weird crush list at some point. Yeah, I think... Well, I meant that in a nice way. I think, okay, you're a better looking... You know what? If there was a Beauty and the Beast version where there was a magic spell and the honey monster then turned back into human form, you would be the handsome humanoid version of him.
Ah, yes. Still with a hint of beast.
Into beast. That would be your cologne. Beast. I'm Matt Dyson.
Just before half-time, Brentford went 1-0 up in the Red Chinos and Boat Shoes derby in West London.
Yeah.
Brentford 1-0 up against Fulham, Johan Wisser with the goal. Elsewhere, Liverpool still 2-1 up against Bournemouth. And in the Championship, just before half-time, Birmingham City scored at Bristol City. The Tom Bradby effect is still becoming a real thing. Former ITV newsreader, still current ITV newsreader, actually, having a helping hand in what's going on at Birmingham. Very interesting to see.
Yeah, like, we've really got into football now. Like, Seb used to go to Fulham.
But then Benji really got into Brentford, so we just go. Yeah. When the rug is not on, it's great. Yeah.
When you're not at HQ at Twickers, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
HQ, yeah. Give me a break. I mean, I know we're mildly anti-rugby on this show. I have tried to get into rugby. I really, really have. I've made the effort.
I've tried.
I've been to
HQ. Yeah, I have, years ago. Yeah, I've been to HQ once. It's a great day out. It's a great day's drinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but the game itself.
You probably get Ruggles down there for a pound. Yeah.
It's more.
Yeah, the game itself.
You're like, just get on with it. You're wriggling around on the floor. I can't even see the ball.
Some would say that a lot of... Some would say a lot of Premier League footballers roll around on the floor quite a lot, though, Fordy, wouldn't they? I think that would be the counter to your claims.
I would agree with that.
Anti-rugger claims.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And that's always the trump card that rugby fans have is, oh, God, they just, like, fall over all the time. You're like, well, yeah, yes, yeah. And we don't like that. That's not, like, the whole point of playing. If anyone watched rugby, they'd probably do it. Oh, man. Yes. Anyway, let's start that.
Another goal. Another goal. Another. Sound it. Brighton. They seem to be selling like all their best players for millions of pounds, and yet they seem to just keep getting better. Solly March has scored a third now. They're 3-0 up at Wolves.
Wow. Solly March having a great August. Solly March, yeah. May have met June. July about being August. Does that make any sense? Is that the most laboured thing that's ever come out of my mutt on this?
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Is it good or bad news, Dyson?
It's bad news for Tamworth. No! They are 1-0 down at home to Alfreton Town in the National League North. Jordan Thewlis with the goal at the Lamb Ground. We could be about to change teams if it stays like this.
Oh, I hate bad news. it's really not on, is it? When they're like, good news or the bad news? You're like, oh, no.
It seems like a little comeback for Wrexham in League Two. They were getting hammered by Swindon. They've pulled it back to 4-3. Wrexham on the comeback trail. Notts County 3-0 up in there in the same league. And would you believe it? Another air horn at Molineux.
No way.
Yes. Well, the Seagulls are continuing to drop things on the Wolves from a great height because Solly March has just scored his second in the space of 4 minutes. Solly marching on to greatness. They are 4-0 up at Wolves now, Brighton. Unbelievable.
Do you think a doctor's ever said there's good news and bad? Would they be allowed to do that anymore?
Yeah.
There's good news and bad news.
They shouldn't really.
You can't break news to me like that. You've got sciatica.
Yeah, I've never heard it. Yeah.
But Ruddles is 99p a pint in Birmingham. So if you can hobble up there, you'll have a... Oh! Yeah. Well, in a game you just mentioned.
Yeah. Which... The sending off.
Oh, no, where's the sending off?
The sending off is at Anfield.
No, you're kidding me. Wow!
Alexis McAllister sent off on his home debut, by the way, for serious foul play in the Liverpool game. They're 2-1 up, but he has seen red against Bournemouth. What was the other goal you were talking about?
Oh, you know what? I just realised. I thought Swindon had gone 4-2 up, but Wrexham had brought one back at 4-3. I got confused. But I sounded the air horn at the right time, didn't I?
Well, it was fine, yeah. It made sense. Let's just gloss over it.
Let's just gloss over it. We're not live on the radio. We'll get rid of that in the edit. But text on 8-12-15. What is the best bargain you've bagged recently? Maybe at a hardware store. I mean, in the days of the internet, I guess people just buy what they want online. Does anyone browse anymore? Are you a browser?
I only really browse when I go to TK Maxx. I browse the, you know, it's like a sort of jumble sale style vibe, isn't it? Just sifting through the hangers. That's the only place I browse. I don't browse anywhere else except there. That's about it now.
Okay, I like browsing there, but I like to go during the day when no one else is there.
Oh, that's the best time to browse. Yeah,
straight
isn't
to
it?
The extra large T-shirts and a good old, you know. Browse.
Now everyone's just using their browsers to shop instead, aren't they? So there's no actual browsing. It's all
just online browsing. Let's get back to browsing in person.
Have we got an air horn style thing for ascending off? Did we ever have one of them?
We might have.
Give us an air horn for the posh... Posh Boys Derby. Tim Ream has been sent to the Bally Sin Bin. I can't believe it. Tarquin's going to be livid about this.
Literally.
He's been sent.
Literally.
Literally fuming, man. Anyway, yes, Tim Ream's been sent off. And Mbeumo has scored a penalty. So Fulham down to 10 men and losing 2-0 in the West London Posh Boy Derby against Brentford.
Didn't Salah miss a penalty? PK? Yeah, Salah missed a PK.
He missed a PK, but he scored on the rebounds. So, right. So it's fine. You know.
Okay.
And Wolves have got a goal back as well, by the way. Huang has a little consolation for Wolverhampton Wanderers. They're losing 4-1 at home to Brighton.
But that's like getting a goal back is like good for them, right?
I don't quite understand it.
It's more for a penalty. It's like 3 points. Yeah.
I think you're right there.
Totally.
Yeah, I think so. If it's across their 22, I think that's the case.
Like sendings off, man. They're just like, it's like he was trying to get the ball. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. Like, my dad's a lawyer. Yeah. He will like totally appeal that for you if you want him to.
Yeah,
like he's friends with KCs and everything. Like, if you think that wasn't a red, like seriously, lawyer up. You know what? I'm going to talk to that ref afterwards. I'm going to get him in the car park or whatever. Say, lawyer up, buddy, because we're going to come down on you. Like, I do mergers and acquisitions, but I know my stuff.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions, and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, welcome everyone. We are back for a new season of the Seance of the Living, and a lot of the correspondence this week has been about one man, Roy Hodgson, after the 76-year-old aggressively squared up to Max Lowe of Sheffield United last week. Pretty almost started actually fighting him. And as we've got a hotline to Hodgson, let's use it, shall we? That's what Billy Husky, Matthew Baker and many others have said. Let's find out Roy Hodgson's side of the story. Roy, are you out there?
Hello!
Roy?
Oh, who's that? Oh, hello, Dawson, you want me? Well, I'll tell you, you want me to vent about this squat, do you?
Yeah, please.
I'm an old man, you know, I'm there on the touchline. I'm watching a game of football. My bloody wife, if you ask me, I'm Premier League manager. They come careering towards me, legs out. Give me one in the belly, I don't know if you've seen it.
Was he in your technical area?
He was just above my technical area, if you know what I mean. A couple of inches lower, he'd been right in my technical area. I'll tell you how many years. Oh, my word. Yeah, take a few balls to the technical area.
You have an angry side sometimes, don't you?
You watch!
No, I don't. Don't you ever say that about me. Ever! Shut your mouth, Dyson. Are you mocking me? Mocking me for a number of reasons. I'll find you. I'll come down to where is it you live, Hastings? I'll find you drunk on the beach, passed out, surrounded by hippie quack. That's why it's saying I'm watching you. Sorry, my scouts. Crystal Palace. Come down there. Batter you. Watch your mouth. You're like Max Lowe. You are with your mouth. I'll get you in your technical area, mark my word. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm a very diplomatic man. So I had to show him who was the dominant force, of course, as an elder statesman. You know, these young boys, you know, they might look physically strong, but they are emotionally weak. You know, I come from a generation where we was tough, you know what I mean? I dealt with the Quays back in the day. Well, you know, Max Lowe ain't going to scare me, you know? I used to one with a firm, you know what I mean? No tools, no heroes, bish, bash, bosh, you know? Cobbled streets, no CCTV. I don't know what the bloody hell I'm on about anymore. I'm perfectly honest. Oh, I feel like I'm sighted mad.
The best Roy ever. Amazing.
Sighted mad. But always a pleasure to talk to you, boys. Great show today, by the way. You want to tell me about a bargain? I do enjoy the show. I enjoy your tips. I went down to Cash Converters. I bought myself some knuckle dusters and some nunchucks. I'll keep them in my kit bag at all times. for people like people like you. What? Yeah, you be careful when you walk home tonight, son, because I'll be watching. Love the show. Bye.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Oh, a goal in the championship, and yes. Producer Liam is going to be very happy.
Yes, the people who drink Ruddle's ale at cheap prices are celebrating tonight. They're 2-0 up at Bristol City. Bristol have also had a player sent off, so it's a formality now. Tom Bradby has completely turned that club around, American footballer Tom Brady, of course. We joke, of course, elsewhere. Leicester, Cardiff is 1-1. Ipswich Town are 1-0 up at QPR. What a start to the season the Tractor boys have had. They're sitting pretty at the top of the table with Birmingham just behind them. All change in the championship. Very exciting.
Do you remember a few years ago we did a texting about... it was about insults that weren't sweary, that were just... A puddle drinker was one of them.
Made up ones.
Ruddle drinker sounds like an insult. You ruddle. Drinker. You don't want to go there, mate. It's full of ruddle drinkers.
You ruddle drinking fool.
Also, if you're ruddled, it sounds like riddled, doesn't it? Absolutely ruddled with it.
Ruddled with the ruddles, yeah.
It's one of those sort of quaint old British words. It's probably just a place, but ruddled sounds so old-fashioned.
Yeah, it's like being in the muddle, isn't it? And having a sip of Ruddles. Apparently, producer Liam says it tastes like diesel, and that's why it's so cheap.
Well, it begs the question, how would he know? We've got a diesel drinking producer, and we've only just found out.
Someone has been siphoning fuels out of cars, have they, Liam, using a hose? Is that what you've been doing?
Pay for your petrol like everyone else, you mess. Drinking out the back of cars. The delinquent youth of 2023. Diesel
absolutely
drinkers.
Absolutely ruddled they are. Ruddled.
Wasn't diesel like half Guinness, half cider or something? Wasn't there like a snake bite type thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what I heard about yesterday. Have you heard of a drink called Venom?
Oh, no. What is it? Is that that green thing I saw on your Twitter last night?
Yes. So it's vodka, Southern Comfort, Blue Wicked and orange juice, which we are not encouraging you to drink. I tell you who told me about this. Angela Rayner, the deputy leader of the Labour Party.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what she drinks?
She serves it at a barbecue. So I was like, You know, most politicians, it's like a bit of red wine, maybe a few beers. She's got this thing called Venom. I've got to tell you, Dyson, it looks... Yeah. And, of course, drink responsibly. Etc.
Sounds like a loopy juice.
It looks good. It looks refreshing. It's like luminous green.
Yeah.
But obviously very strong. Drink responsibly.
Wow.
But
Yeah.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day! Before we bring you the food that people are eating tonight, Dyson, big drama in the Glory Hunters.
Yes, it looks like we're waving goodbye to Tamworth. They're 1-0 down and they've had a player sent off. Callum Cockerill-Millay has seen red. So it looks like we'll be moving on to Alfreton Town next week.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's nice to move it up, isn't it? To mix it up, I mean.
Yeah, move around the country. Yeah, that's what we're here for, isn't it? Yeah.
Big drama as well in League Two. Wrexham have got one back. It's Wrexham 4, Swindon 5 in the 93rd minute. Late drama.
Madness.
Talking of drama, what are you going to eat tonight with Munch of the Day? Dyson, what are you going to go for?
Sarah, well, I think I'm going to go for some cereal. And Sarah says she's going to get some sugar puffs.
No way!
Talk about the Honey Monster today, or Honey Monster Wheat Puffs, as they're now known. They've changed their names. They've rebranded. Have a browse of the cereal aisle for bargains. Come on.
Mick in Stokes is going to have some Staffordshire oatcakes with bacon and cheese.
Oh, yes. Washed down with some Ruddles. And Robbie has bought a jumbo pack of Lion bars to cheer on the Lionesses tomorrow. A proper bargain in B&M's he's found. Lovely.
Oh, yes. Steve in Newcastle says he's going to have a Parmo. Can you get them in Newcastle?
I thought it's in the northeast. Is it only Middlesbrough? Is it more Teesside than Tyne?
Maybe he's gonna have it for his Teesside.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, that was the podcast. The full-time whistle's just gone. Wrexham 5, Swindon 5. Wow. And we're behaving like we're still on air. This is madness to you listening to this, because you're like, I knew this 2 days ago.
But it's all going to be in the second season of the documentary, isn't it? It's like football is playing into their hands, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But we are... I guess if you're listening to this podcast, all the results are in the past, aren't they? So it's just, it's part of that flavour. We're giving you extra goal reactions that you wouldn't have got just listening to the show live.
Yeah, bonus content, yeah.
It's not really... Oh, we've got loads of bonus content on the podcast. Yeah, yeah. We update people on the Wrexham game 2 days after it finished.
Yeah, find out about scores that happened ages ago, yeah. We can't sell it as that, I don't think.
It's the slowest score result service, our podcast. But some people like that, don't they? Because it's retro. It's, in a fast-moving world, 2 hours ago is very retro.
Yeah, it's quite relaxing in a way, isn't it? It's like gentle radio or gentle podcast, you know, so you're not really up to date. It doesn't matter. Just find out the scores whenever you find out the scores, man. Chill out.
My word, some of the food we talked about today, sugar puffs.
Oh, yes.
It's made me want a bowl, you know.
I want one of those long sausages covered in a potato rosti from the co-op. They look amazing. Yeah,
get down there. Treat yourself.
I'm going to.
I'll have some sugar puffs. You have that. And we'll see who has like health complications first.
Yes, and then we'll have a couple of pints of Venom and watch most of the day.
Oh, let's do it! What a weekend we're all going to have. Dyson, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, and leave us a 5-star written review, and don't say they keep talking about Wrexham 2 days after the game. Don't go slating us.
don't dwell on that. No, yeah, just give us a little review and a star rating. That's all we require.
Exactly.
If you've got to this point, it'd be nice.
Yeah, if you haven't, you won't know anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know why I'm talking to you, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
They don't know, though. People who aren't listening, we can say anything. You know, people who will never listen to this, we can say what we like about them.
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to say to people? What would you say?
They ain't got the attention span to stick around to the end. So they go on, they flit around from different content providers. They never stick it out like you guys, the hardcore.
Yeah. But
thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're the real... You're just such great people. But like people who would never listen to the podcast ever, let alone this bit of it. We can say what we like about them.
Oh, right.
We can slag them off in total safety. Yeah, I think those people are... I think they're idiots.
They're riddles. They're riddles.
Ruddle drinkers. Well, hang on a minute.
Ruddles.
But I'm a ruddle.
Oh, yeah, you are a ruddle. A 99p ruddle.